Unit 10, Natural Factors Influencing Development. It is well known that some countries are far wealthier than others. Some contend that poor countries remain impoverished because they are exploited by the wealthy nations of the world. Others argue that these poor nations are corrupt and deserve to remain in squalor. Although there is some merit to these arguments, natural factors often have an even greater effect on the economies of these nations than either of these elements. Perhaps the most critical factor in a nation's development is its geography. It is not a coincidence that many of the world's poorest nations are located in tropical regions near the equator, where the weather is hot, the land less fertile, and water scarce. Thus, companies do not invest in these countries because they would spend too much money on electricity and other resources to make significant profit. Conversely, countries located in more temperate regions, such as the United States and many European countries, have had a naturally easier time developing. These places have huge tracts of fertile land, moderate temperatures, and a good amount of rainfall. Due to these factors, companies are more likely to open businesses in such nations, since they would have to invest far less time and energy to flourish. In addition to geography, a country's location also plays a major role in its development. The great empires of the world have always had access to maritime trade routes, and this rule still applies to generating national wealth. Many of the world's poorest nations are hindered by being landlocked or mountainous, and do not have navigable rivers or access to harbors. On the contrary, China and the United States, the two largest economies in the world, are home to some of the world's busiest ports. This affords them access to global shipping lanes, making it easy for them to export their products all over the world at a low cost. A third factor is natural resources. To generate wealth, countries must be able to exploit their resources. For instance, countries in the Middle East have one of the most precious natural resources, oil. They have developed the infrastructure necessary to extract and distribute their vast oil reserves to become wealthy. South American countries have been able to manage their renewable resources, timber and rubber, to enable them to develop their economies. Some nations rich in resources, such as Ghana, Tanzania, and Venezuela, remain poor. However, countries that lack appreciable natural resources are at a major economic disadvantage.